Italian politics just grew more chaotic. The turmoil centers on the country's prime minister, Silvio Berlusconi. Italy's constitutional court has overturned a law that granted him immunity from prosecution on fraud and bribery charges. Despite that ruling and a series of sex scandals, Berlusconi says he will not step down. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
The 9-6 ruling rejected the Berlusconi legal team's claim that the prime minister is above the law, at least while in office. A visibly furious Berlusconi lashed out at those he claims have been waging a witch hunt against him. A powerful group of left-leaning magistrates, Berlusconi singled out. The entire media and TV public affairs programs, the prime minister claimed, are all against me. He even lamented he's the target of satire. We will forge on, he said. Events like these invigorate me and invigorate the Italian people. Long live Italy, he said. Long live Berlusconi. The prime minister also triggered an unprecedented institutional confrontation by attacking President Giorgio Napolitano, saying we know what side he is on. Later, in a telephone call to a late-night talk show, Berlusconi went further, saying Napolitano could have swayed the constitutional judges to uphold the ruling. The statement enraged opposition MP Rosy Bindi, a woman unlike the young women Berlusconi is often seen with. Bindi, you're more beautiful than you are intelligent, Berlusconi snipped. The opposition MP retorted, I am not a woman at your disposal, and your statements about the president are unacceptable. The center-left opposition is bracing for a period of political turmoil, but Dario Franceschini, leader of the Democratic Party, hailed the ruling as a sign that Italian democracy can resist what he called the prime minister's abuse of power.
The Constitutional Court has re-established the principle of equality of all citizens before the law. We are all equal, even the powerful ones.
As soon as the ruling was announced, Berlusconi gathered his closest aides and political allies in what the media dubbed his war room. Analysts say he now fears his political power has been weakened, and his main aim is to rally his supporters. Last week, he suffered a first devastating blow. A judge in yet another case ruled that Berlusconi's media company must pay $1 billion to a rival for its hostile takeover of the Mondadori publishing house in the 1990s. The judge found Berlusconi co-responsible in corruption. Now that he no longer enjoys immunity, Berlusconi faces at least three cases that had been temporarily suspended. The most serious is the charge that Berlusconi bribed a British lawyer to the tune of $600,000 in exchange for his false testimony in two other corruption cases. Lawyer David Mills was found guilty of having been corrupted by Berlusconi and sentenced to 4.5 years in prison. Other cases involve tax fraud and investigations into alleged bribery of opposition senators to switch parties. Berlusconi has defined all the cases against him as farces and vowed he will appear in court and call the investigating magistrate's bluff. His legal team's strategy is to slow the court proceedings down through legal technicalities. If successful, Berlusconi is likely to get off thanks to the expiration of the statute of limitations. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.